You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 5, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Why occupational lung disease is rising in industrial regions? A groundbreaking report from federal scientists reveals a sharp spike in toxic respiratory conditions across industrial heartlands. Rates of progressive massive fibrosis and black lung disease have reached 50-year highs in regions like central Appalachia. Surveillance data shows over 30% of veteran underground miners now suffer from clear respiratory damage. These alarming numbers demonstrate how workplace hazards continue to endanger laborers working in dangerous industrial fields. This respiratory crisis extends far beyond underground mining facilities into urban manufacturing plants across the country. Laborers who fabricate engineered quartz countertops face accelerated silicosis from breathing microscopic mineral particles. These expanding health disparities highlight an ongoing national struggle for safe workplace conditions. The historic struggles of black workers reveal that severe labor exploitation frequently burdens vulnerable communities first. Understanding today's growing health crisis requires examining the historical choices that shaped the American workforce. During the early 1930s, a massive hydroelectric project near Gauley Bridge, West Virginia, caused an unprecedented industrial disaster. Industrial contractors excavated a 3-mile underground tunnel straight through mountain rock containing pure silica. Over 2,000 black migrant workers performed the most dangerous underground drilling operations inside dust-filled shafts. Project managers refused to provide breathing masks or implement wet drilling techniques to keep construction costs low. Dense clouds of toxic mineral dust choked the tunnel while company bosses observed the work from outside. Hundreds of black laborers developed acute silicosis and died within months of starting tunnel excavation work. Corporate officials quietly buried deceased workers in unmarked mass graves to hide the massive body count. Subsequent legal lawsuits yielded small cash settlements that were blatantly divided according to skin color. White families received modest compensation while black survivors received tiny sums for their immense losses. Public outrage over mounting worker fatalities eventually pressured Congress to implement comprehensive regulatory protections. Federal researchers established a specialized occupational health facility in West Virginia during 1967 to track mining diseases. Congress subsequently passed the landmark Federal Coal Mine Health and Safety Act to restrict underground dust. President Richard Nixon signed the Occupational Safety and Health Act into law during late 1970. This landmark legislation created enforcement agencies like OSHA and research bodies like NIOSH. These national regulatory measures fundamentally shifted how the American system of federalism managed state industrial safety enforcement. Enhanced engineering controls and routine dust monitoring significantly lowered exposure levels across major production sectors. Reported cases of coal workers' pneumoconiosis dropped to historic lows by the late 1990s. Industry managers and policy leaders wrongly concluded that severe occupational lung conditions were permanently solved. However, changing industrial practices soon created new health hazards for modern workers. Industrial operations altered dramatically as clean, easily accessible coal seams became depleted over recent decades. Mining companies began cutting deeper into thin coal seams encased in heavy sandstone rock formations. Modern high-powered machinery grinds directly through rock matrix alongside thin coal deposits. This mechanical cutting process releases vast amounts of crushed sandstone known as respirable crystalline silica dust. Microscopic silica dust is significantly more hazardous to human lung tissues than coal dust alone. Inhaling tiny silica particles causes aggressive tissue scarring, rapid organ damage, and advanced respiratory impairment. Diagnostic radiological scans now reveal a 6-fold increase in silica-related lung damage among industrial workers. Equivalent hazards exist inside modern quartz countertop processing plants across the United States. Young immigrant laborers working dry cutting tools develop advanced silicosis before reaching 40 years of age. These dangerous exposure levels demand modern safety standards across all industrial sectors. African American workers continue to bear a heavy burden from toxic exposure in heavy industrial fields. Black workers remained concentrated in dusty roles inside foundries, steel mills, and chemical processing facilities. Inhaling chemical fumes and mineral dust leads to elevated rates of chronic airflow obstruction. Many low-wage industrial laborers hesitate to report unsafe working conditions due to severe employer retaliation. Dishonest managers often threaten vulnerable workers with job loss, reduced hours, or immigration reporting. Across many global regions, African workers rising against harsh corporate exploitation show how worker rights remain fundamental to human dignity. Non-unionized workers lack stewards and collective representation to protect them when challenging unsafe plant operations. Furthermore, short legal filing deadlines and administrative backlogs make reporting unsafe conditions difficult for marginalized laborers. These structural barriers leave many minority workers without adequate defense against dangerous air hazards. Recent regulatory initiatives represent an important effort to shield industrial workers from dangerous dust exposures. The Mine Safety and Health Administration recently issued a final rule cutting permissible silica exposure in half. This mandatory safety standard limits allowable exposure to 50 micrograms per cubic meter of air. It establishes a mandatory action level triggering routine air sampling and health surveillance for workers. Advocates emphasize that automated wet cutting technology and real-time air sensors must be enforced strictly. Expanding mobile diagnostic screening units will help identify early pulmonary scarring among rural worker populations. Modern industrial policies must hold corporate operators accountable for maintaining high environmental standards. Protecting human health in dangerous industries remains both an economic priority and a moral duty. Ensuring fair safety standards guarantees that no worker gives up their life for a paycheck. Copyright, African Elements.